Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Armor Report. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal. This is a show about stock market investing in the millennial age. Welcome to the new year, 2019. I started off the new year having major technical difficulties. I still have them. That's why I'm not doing this live on YouTube at the moment. So I've been in a bit of IT hell, as it were, in the first couple days of the new year. A little bit disappointing. Okay, let's get to the issues at hand. This show, which I do every day at 12 o'clock for a half an hour, is I share with you information directly off our trading desk. These are actionable pieces of information. We're actually managing money using this information. Our capital is an interactive brokers. We have model portfolios that any investor can link their accounts to and immediately get access to algorithmic information and execution. And I don't just mean basic algo execution. This isn't about the type of algos you see when you try to execute orders. There's all different kinds of algorithms. So let's just go over it for a minute. This is not order execution algorithms. I'll leave that to interactive brokers and the brokerage firms who are building those tools. This is not about predictive algorithms. I'm not writing neural networks. We're not trying to create a human inside of a computer. This is not about AI that way. If you think about it, those types of algorithms, bunch of fundamental information, crunch as fast as they can, and then execute. So basically, they're just superhuman. They're superhumans is what they are, right? The idea being that a computer can crunch data faster than a human and make a trade. To me, that's inherently flawed because it comes down to the information you're feeding into the algorithm. And then if you feed into the algorithm a bunch of information that's erroneous, you're going to get, you know, eventually wrong trades. There is no silver bullet. There are things you can build that work in one cycle and fail in the next. And we have to admit that. We have to recognize that. What we do on our trading desk is we use probability and statistical algorithms. We try to get ourselves on the right side of probabilities. And when we do, if we determine the reward's worth the risk, we put capital to work. That's how we run capital. So, we know we're going to take some losses. We know we're going to put some trades on that don't work. This is probabilities, right? So if we can, let's just go over this real quick for, you know, investing 101, kind of a starter kit, okay? Probabilities. If we put money to work and we're right 50% of the time, we're just right half the time, but our losses are small and our gains are 10 times what our losses are, we're going to be very successful, right? So you don't even have to build a strategy that's right more than 50% of the time, as long as you have the right stop losses and you maximize your gains. And of course, what we've done is we've built strategies that are better than 50% accurate. On the S&P, we're up to 90%. That's multi-day strategies, and we have a whole intraday strategy that we're continuing to develop. But most of the time, I talk to you about multi-day strategies. Okay, so our object is to cut our losses quick and then stay with the right investments as long as possible and maximize our gains. So what do I do every day is I start by telling you what the top five indexes that we follow, what our proprietary algorithms are telling us about those indexes. Okay, so we've got the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the small cap index, and the momentum index. Those are the five we follow that give us direction. We have proprietary algorithms that are written to help us determine the probabilities of a move and then determine the reward versus risk equation. When everything lines up, we put risk on in a portfolio. If things don't line up, we take risk off of a portfolio. Okay. How do you use this as an investor? Again, this is just investing 101. So for you guys who've been listening to the show for a while, forgive me. I just want to get everyone caught up. As an investor, 12 o'clock, I come on and I say to you, look, guys, it's risk on across the board on all five indexes. That means you look at your own portfolio and you determine what you want to do. If there's favorite names that you've been looking to invest in and you've been waiting for the last couple of months, you start putting them into your portfolio. You have to decide what you do. I don't know you. I can't tell you what to do. If you want me to literally execute for you, you have to link to one of our three portfolios at Interactive Brokers, and I'll do it. Our strategies will do it for you. But for the sake of this conversation, you could take the information, and when we're risk on across the board, look at your portfolio and determine what you want to do. And when we're risk off across the board, you do the same thing. You stop buying. You start booking profits. You start raising cash. Had you done that, starting on the 24th of September, you'd be in a much better position today in your portfolio. You would have a lot of alpha. You'd be dramatically outperforming the market because you would have listened to us on the 24th of September. We told you to sell your small and mid-cap stocks. We told you the danger is coming. And then by early October, we were telling you all of our indexes were calling for cash. And we reiterated that call on December 4th. So we sidestepped destruction in the market. We have huge alpha against the indexes now. And we are waiting for our opportunity to put risk on. While we're waiting, we're using intraday trading techniques to add some profit. And we're focusing on the precious metals group. So let's get to actionable information. Number one, we are still risk off across the board on the big indexes. There have been a lot of wiggles and a lot of spits and starts, but as I said on the 31st of December, while the algorithms were telling us, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to make some money on the upside, we were running up against violations of major rules. You can go to our website, rosenthalcapital.com, check on algorithmic research. You'll see a blog post I've put up of rules of the road from 30 years of doing this. I've been investing for 30 years and managing money for 30 years for individuals, and I'm sharing with you hard-fought rules of the road in that blog post. And one of them is that in any given downtrend, whether it's a nasty bear market or just a simple decline, two up days means zero. It doesn't change the trend at all. It's just simple short covering. It could be desperation buying. Who knows? It doesn't change the trend. Day three is what matters. So when we got a risk on signal on day three, right? So our algorithm incorporates all of these rules at the same time. So at the beginning, it looked like day three would be positive. There would be a risk on. But by the end of the day, we closed lower across the board. In fact, we closed at the lows across the board. So that negates any risk on. That tells us that we had a two-day rally that means nothing. Day three, the selling continued. So at the very least, we're going to get a choppy market that we don't want to be long in because the risk is too great for the reward, which doesn't look apparent. And at the worst, the market's going to plummet to new lows. And so we need to continue to protect capital. So that's what we've been doing. So the actionable information today is that we continue to be in a highly defensive position. Now, in a market like this, in a bear market, which is definitely what we're in, so stop fixating on what they tell you on financial news networks about, oh, if it's down 20%, it's a bear, and if it's down only 15%, it's a correction. That's all a bunch of baloney and doesn't do anything to help you manage money. So just tune that out. We're definitely in a bear market. Market's headed south. We got a bunch of big cap names that are market darlings that are getting destroyed. So we're in a bear market, period. End of story. Full stop. What do we do in a market like this? We love to day trade. Now's the time to get out your techniques for day trading because the volatility is so great that the reward is worth the risk. And that's when we start trading. There's two – let me tell you something, okay? Let me tell you. This is a New Year's resolution. If there's one piece of information that you take away from these podcasts, It's the following piece of information, and I'm going to go over it every single day with you until you get it right and you get it in your head and you get it locked in. You have to get yourself on the right side of probability and statistics, and you've got to put money to work only when the reward is worth the risk. That's the single most important fact of this investing world we're in today. Everything else is useful. Do your homework, build your whiteboard, come up with your reasons why you want to be long or short or cash. Do all of that. But at the end of the day, before you hit the enter button, you find out whether or not you're on the right side of probabilities and the reward is worth the risk. In a downtrend with massive volatility, the reward is always worth the risk on an intraday basis. Because when you get the trade right, you make a fortune. And when you get the trade wrong, you take a tiny loss because you're using the right stops. So as I told you this morning on Twitter, when the market gaps down more than 1% on the S&P, we're looking long all morning long. We're looking for reasons to get long. We like volume reversals. We didn't get it today. The market popped up, but we haven't gotten the setup that we want. So I'm not out there tweeting to you right now. That's okay. Some days I trade, some days I don't. Some days it sets up. You know, the best way to think about day trading in a vicious market like this is what they would tell a Major League Baseball hitter on a 3-0 count. If they give him the green light to go for it, they say, hit your pitch or don't swing. That's what we do day trading. We have our pitch. We know what is ideal for our entry point. If we get it, we go. If we don't get it, we don't go. You can't just trade it willy-nilly on a day like today because the volatility is fierce. You'll get whipped all around. Next thing you know, at the end of the day, you got big losses. Instead, focus on your pitch. And if you get it, swing for it because the reward on days like today is definitely worth the risk. As long as you understand that risk should be tight, you should have tight stops on days like today. Either you get paid or you don't and you're out. Now, the other thing we've been talking about on these shows, and if you look at our website on our real-time risk-on, risk-off monitor, it's been like this for the entire month of December. We are focusing on the precious metal space. Okay? We continue to focus on gold and silver, and I published for you on Twitter chart patterns for you to look at. So why don't you go to my Twitter feed right now, and I'll give you a minute. It's hashtag Armor Report, or you can always go to at Brett Rosenthal. Okay, and you're going to see a couple of charts that I put up. One of GLD, the symbol for gold on exchange-traded fund, GLD, and one for GDX, the precious metals mining companies. These are weekly charts going back to 2012. These assets are clearly breaking the downtrend in a significant way. So now probabilities are on our side that the assets are going higher. And from a reward standpoint, these stocks could double in 3 to 6 months and have almost no real impact on the massive downtrend. The reward's enormous on these stocks when they go. These stocks made us a fortune in 2008. They made us a lot of money in 2010. And it's been an awful bear market for these stocks ever since. But it looks like that bear market has ended. A trend change is underway. And the reward is definitely worth the risk. Therefore, we commit capital. We're going to raise our stops. We're not going to get greedy. We're not going to force our will on the market. If it reverses, we'll step out. But for right now, this looks like the single best place for us to have money in our portfolios, and we're committed there in a significant way. Actionable information on the Armor Report blogcast. Focus on precious metals. By the metals themselves, we like to own CEF, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. That's an exchange-traded fund that owns gold and silver bars. It's real hard assets, and it has a net asset value based on it. Right now, that net asset value is below – the stock is trading below the net asset value. That's at a discount to NAV. That's only because we've been in a massive bear market. If this new bull market is unfolding in the metals, you're going to see this asset trade at a premium to NAV. So it'll go up when the price of the metal goes up, and eventually it'll close that gap and actually go to a premium as it has in other bull market cycles. Then we own GDX, and we drill down and find our favorite stocks that are in that space. And our model portfolios at Interactive Brokers that our investors link to own those individual stocks as well as these bigger ETFs. I'm going to cut this show short. It's been a really ridiculous IT environment for me, and I'm still working on fixing issues. So I'm going to get back to it, but I'm going to leave you with this thought. We were out there buying, you know, you guys who follow me, that the marijuana stocks are my favorite group. I think that that is where we're going to see the biggest gain over the next 3 to 5 to 10 years. I think precious metals is what I want to own right now because the risk on opportunity is perfect here, and I'm putting money here. I don't know how long it's going to last. It's a commodity. It's different. It's a different play. And it's really a play of defense as the market breaks down. But from a strictly speaking, fundamental 3 to 5 year outlook, I think our best opportunity to make money is going to be in the press, in the marijuana stocks. So I'm looking for entries. We got a risk on entry a couple days ago, MJ. It's up again today, breaking out. On our trading desk, we were buying calls at the lows of the year in December. Even though we didn't have a risk on signal yet, we were just so low, we started lacing calls in. They were so cheap. So we're making some good money on that. I have not executed on the MJ call yet, even though our algorithm is telling us to put some money to work there, because we're risk off on every index. And so it makes me very uncomfortable to put money into such a speculative space if we're risk off everywhere else. But I am looking there, and what I love about today's action is that the market's getting whacked, and this group is going up, and this group was up yesterday. So very often, you'll get a pop in the beginning of January in the best groups, and then they'll come back down. If the market continues to go down and we're in a bear market, this group will come back down, and it'll begin to build a base, and that's when I'll start accumulating positions. And, of course, I'm already enjoying the profits on the calls that we bought at the end of December. But I'll probably convert that into, I don't know what I'm going to do with that position. At some point I should book a profit. I'm up over 100% on the calls. But I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that yet. I actually might even convert those. I might exercise them and own MJ outright, particularly if our algorithms are still risk on there. Okay. So anyway, I hope this has been helpful for you. What I intend to do is get on YouTube and get on I'm going to be doing YouTube morning meetings every morning at around, 9 o'clock, maybe 8:45, somewhere in there, just for 5 minutes, just to let you know what we're looking for the day, what pieces of news are important, how we're going to day trade, and how we're going to position our investments for the longer term. And we'll just do like a 5-minute morning call just to kind of help you understand what really matters in the market as opposed to all the noise you hear on CNBC and the like. And I'm hoping that I'll have my equipment up and running to be able to start that tomorrow. In the meantime, I wish you all the best of luck. Have a good day trading. Be safe out there. I will speak to you again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Thanks for listening, guys.